Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English Podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Congratulations from the Emir of Hizb al-Tahrir, eminent scholar Ata bin Khalil Abu Rashda, to Muslims in general and the Shabab, members of the party in particular, on the occasion of Eid al-Adha, 1447 AH, corresponding to 2026 CE. All praise is due to Allah, and peace and blessings be upon His Messenger, His family, His companions, and those who follow Him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillah alhamd. To the Islamic Ummah in general, the best nation brought forth for humankind, that enjoins the good and forbids the evil and believes in Allah al-Aziz al-Hakim. To the da'wah carriers in particular, may Allah bring the victory by their hands, and may He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, aid them to establish the Islamic State, the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood. To the esteemed visitors of this page, those who are seeking the good it offers, exerting effort to stand by the truth and to support its people. To you all, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I congratulate you all on the blessed Eid al-Adha for the year 1447 AH. I ask Allah, Al-Qawi Al-Aziz, the Strong, the Mighty, that this Eid be an opening of goodness and blessing upon all Muslims. Dear brothers and sisters, this Eid comes while the aggression of the Jews, supported by America and its weapons, continues against Gaza of Hashem and all of Palestine. The rulers in the Muslim countries are watching what is happening, counting the shuhada, martyrs, and calling them the dead. And the best of them are those who mediate as if they are neutral, but are closer to the Jews. And today they have added another, more severe and violent aggression against us. America and the Jewish entity launched a wide-ranging joint attack on Iran, which has been ongoing since it began on February 28, 2026, i.e. it has been continuing for 3 months against Iran, Lebanon, and the surrounding areas. And now the Jewish entity is establishing a buffer zone in southern Lebanon, just as it did in Gaza of Hashem. All while the rulers of the Muslim world stand idly by. Trump's normalization train returned, speeding in Lebanon to catch up with other countries that have normalized relations with the Jews. The treacherous negotiations are taking place without any shame before Allah, His Messenger, and the believers. Even the truces of 10 days and 3 weeks. The ceasefire they claimed in Lebanon has been trampled underfoot by the Jewish entity, which has intensified its attacks. Similarly, the 45-day truce announced by the U.S. State Department on Friday, May 15, 2026, between the Jewish entity and Lebanon, quote, Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 45-day extension of a ceasefire, is nothing more than ink on paper. For the Jewish entity, the attacks continue to escalate without any regard for these supposed truces. Quote, today, Sunday, quote, Israel carried out 2 airstrikes on the outskirts of the towns of Yahmar and Sahmar in the western Bekaa Valley of eastern Lebanon, in addition to an airstrike on the town of Zwa'tar al-Sharqiyya in southern Lebanon, Al Jazeera, May 17, 2026. Of course, the Jewish entity does not conduct airstrikes without Trump's approval, who announced the truce. Thus, not a day or night passes without aggression here and there, while the rulers of Muslim countries surround them yet remain silent as the grave, as if it was happening in some far away land and is of no concern to them. How wretched is their judgment. After returning from his visit to China, Trump continued to blockade the Strait of Hormuz, issuing threats and warnings. Quote, U.S. President Trump threatened Iran on Sunday with dire consequences if its leaders did not act quickly. Trump wrote in a post on the Truth Social platform, quote, the clock is ticking for Iran to accept a peace agreement, and there won't be anything left of them if the Islamic Republic's leaders don't get moving fast. Al-Arabiya, May 17, 2026. Quote, then the U.S. president renews his threats of military strikes against Iran. He hinted in a post on Truth Social platform on Monday that U.S. strikes on Iran could come from all directions. End quote. AP News, May 18, 2026, he continued his arrogance, saying, quote, in the same context, Trump stressed that U.S. forces had largely eliminated the Iranian army and its political leadership, emphasizing that the United States would not allow Iran under any circumstances to develop a nuclear weapon. Middle East Online, May 20, 2026. The BBC published in its latest update on May 21st, 2026, quote, Trump told reporters at Andrews Air Force Base when asked about the progress of talks with Iran that they were at a crossroads. He added, quote, believe me, if we do not get the right answers, it goes very quickly. We're all ready to go. It will have to be 100% good answers. BBC last updated May 21st, 2026. He wants negotiations on his terms, or as he always says, quote, negotiations with Iran have reached their final stages. But he warned at the same time that the failure of the talks would lead to more attacks. Iran International, May 21st, 2026. Thus, Trump wants the negotiations to proceed according to his arrogance of, quote, peace through force. He is pushing his close associate Netanyahu to continue the destruction and aggression, establishing the Jewish entity, as we mentioned earlier, with new camps for his army in the Lebanese villages it occupied, declaring them a buffer zone, thus repeating the, quote, scenario of Gaza with Hamas and the Yellow Line. It seems that Trump's arrogance with his alleged peace through force has produced a flawed draft agreement as a prelude to negotiations or discussions that will extend for 2 months or more, as reported by the news agencies on Sunday, May 24, 2026. It is a grave sin that Trump starts, stops, or ends the fighting as he pleases without regard for the blood he has shed, the homes he has destroyed, and the infrastructure he has shattered. All of this is because he has not found a Muslim country to thwart his schemes and teach him a lesson, as happened to his predecessors, the Persians and Romans. Even his close associate Netanyahu is following Trump's plan and orders to destroy people, trees, and stones in Palestine, Lebanon, and the surrounding areas. In conclusion, the rulers of Muslim lands glorify the kafir disbelievers, colonizers, instead of glorifying the Lord of the worlds. Instead of liberating Palestine and eliminating the Jewish entity, they seek to negotiate and normalize relations with it. These rulers ally themselves with America and its protege, the Jewish entity, to please Trump. Thus, they incur Allah's wrath to appease the tyrant Trump. They have forgotten or pretend to forget the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man asqat Allah fi ridha an-nas sakhata Allah alayhi wa asqat alayhi man ardahu fi sakhatihi." وَمَنْ أَرْضَ اللَّهِ فِي سَخَطِ النَّاسِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ وَأَرْضَى عَنْهُ مَنْ أَسْخَطَهُ فِي رِضَاهُ حَتَّى يُزَيِّنُهُ وَيُزَيِّنْ قَوْلَهُ وَعَمَلُهُ فِي عَيْنِهِ. Whoever angers Allah to please people, Allah will be angry with him and will make angry with him those whom he pleased in his anger. And whoever pleases Allah in the face of people's anger, Allah Almighty will be pleased with him and will make those whom he angered in his pleasure pleased with him, until he beautifies him and beautifies his words and deeds in his eyes. Narrated by At-Tabarani in Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir. Likewise, these rulers do not realize the gravity of the crime of loyalty to the disbelievers, and that it is a disgrace in this world and a painful punishment in the hereafter. سَيُصِيبُ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا صَغَائِرَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَعَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَمْكُرُونَ. The wicked will soon be overwhelmed by humiliation from Allah and a severe punishment for their evil plots. Al-An'am 124. These rulers have reached such a point of loyalty to the kafir colonizers that if any of their countries is attacked, the others do not move to its aid. Rather, the best among them are those who count the dead and wounded. In origin, Muslims are one ummah. Their peace is one and their war is one. So an attack on any part of it is an attack on all of it. But this cannot be achieved while the lands of the Muslims are fragmented and the rulers in lands of the Muslims are loyal to the Kafir colonizers. But it will be achieved with the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate that restores the Muslims as one ummah that supports Allah and implements His laws. Then it will be victorious by Allah's permission and illuminate the world with its justice and its struggle. And Allah will honor it with His victory. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ O believers, if you stand up for Allah, He will help you and make your steps firm. Muhammad 7. So answer the call of Allah, O Muslims, and work with Hizb al-Tahrir to fulfill the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَى اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلِيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ Allah has promised those of you who believe and do good that He will certainly make them successors in the land as He did with those before them, and He will surely establish for them their faith which He has chosen for them, and will indeed change their fear into security, provided that they worship Me, associating nothing with Me. But whoever disbelieves after this promise, it is they who will be the rebellious. An-Nur 55. And the glad tidings of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after this oppressive rule in which we live, as mentioned in the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated by Ahmad on the authority of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, ثُمَّ تَكُونُ مُلْكًا جَبْرِيَّةً فَتَكُونُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَن تَكُونَ ثُمَّ يَرْفَعُهَا إِذَا شَاءَ أَن يَرْفَعَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةٌ عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ ثُمَّ سَكَتْ Then there will be oppressive rule, مُلْكًا جَبْرِيًّا, for as long as Allah wills, then He will remove it when He wills, and then there will be khilafah upon the prophetic method. Then He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was silent. وَيَوْمَئِذِ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ And on that day, the believers will rejoice at the victory willed by Allah. He gives victory to whoever He wills, for He is the Almighty, Most Merciful. Ar-Rum 4-5. In the final conclusion, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this Eid be an opening of goodness, blessing, and glory for Islam and Muslims. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrihi walakinna akthara an-nas la ya'lamun. Allah's will always prevails, but most people do not know. Yusuf 21. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. 10th Dhul Hijjah, 1447 AH, corresponding to May 27, 2026 CE, your brother, Ata bin Khalil, Abu Rashta.